feeling overwhelmed by life's challenges, what if they're not holding you back, but lifting you up? Welcome to Blessed Beyond Hirsutism, hosted by Karen Alexandra. This podcast is for women with excess facial or body hair and anyone facing obstacles, ready to uncover their true strength and beauty. Join us for encouraging stories of healing, growth, and empowerment, all sprinkled with a little faith. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you tune in. Subscribe now and start your journey to being fearless, free, and forever loved.
Welcome to Blessed Beyond Hirsutism, the podcast uncovering the truth about who we are, fearless, free, and loved. I'm your host, Karen Alexandra, and I'm thrilled you're joining me today. Before we begin, please subscribe so you won't miss any encouragement and share this episode with someone who could use an uplift. Now let's begin. As the day before Christmas unfolds, there's a quiet anticipation in the air, an anticipation before the whirlwind of celebration. Decorations are up, gifts are wrapped, but today's difference lies in something deeper. Christmas isn't just about what we give or receive. It's about remembering that we are seen, valued, and deeply loved. Before the festivities begin, take a moment to breathe in the beauty of this day, because the heart of Christmas stirs within us, not just in the events. Here's a truth I want to share. You are the reason for the season. Yes, Jesus is the reason for Christmas. His birth, his life, his love are the heartbeat of the celebration. But the incredible part is that you are the reason he came. Before you ever existed, God had you in his mind. He saw you as worthy of reconciliation and love, no matter how messy or unsteady your life may be. God's love for you isn't based on what you've done, but on who you are to him, his beloved, created in his image. Ephesians 1:4-5 tells us, "For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ." This speaks to the truth that God's love was already in place before we had a chance to stumble or get it wrong. He planned for us to be a part of his family. That's the power of Christmas. It's not just about remembering Jesus' birth. It's about remembering that we are the reason he came. He came for us, imperfect, messy, broken us, because he knew that we needed him more than we could ever understand. Romans 5:8 reminds us, "But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Christ didn't wait for us to be good enough. He came for us in the midst of our mess, because we were always worth it to him. Before you even set foot on this earth, God saw you as worthy of his love and made a way through Jesus to bring you back to himself. That is the heart of Christmas. So this Christmas Eve, reflect on this truth. You are the reason for the season. You are loved beyond measure, no matter how messy your life has been. His love for you is unshakable. You're worthy of his love, not because of anything you've done, but because he created you and has always wanted to be in relationship with you. Let this truth sink deep into your soul. You are chosen, cherished, and loved with a love that has no beginning and no end. This love is the reason we celebrate. Christmas isn't just about gifts. It's about receiving the precious gift of God's love, freely given to you. As you step into this Christmas season, remember, you are the reason for the season. You are loved with a love so profound that it changed the world. And because of that love, we rest in the truth that we are seen, worthy, and forever loved. Merry Christmas Eve, my friend. May your heart be full, your soul at peace, and your spirit lifted by the knowledge that you are held in the unmovable embrace of grace. You're not defined by your past, your struggles, or your imperfections, but by the unwavering love of the one who created you, sees your worth, and delights in you just as you are. You are a beautiful reflection of his love, and nothing can ever change that truth. Thank you for spending time with me today. If this message resonated with you, please share it with someone who might need this encouragement. Until next time, be encouraged and remember, you are forever loved.
I'm loving the day, loving the way I look in the mirror. I got no fear, I'm feeling myself, ring all the bells. I'm coming hot, not gonna stop. I'm liking my shoes, liking my shirt. I like how I move, skipping the dirt. I'm on top of the world, it feels so good, yeah.